You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. When we want to become influential, we also are asking for people to want things from us. This is one of those surprising downsides that our fantasies about having millions of followers, making a bunch of money, generally don't include. Most of us hate it when people want things from us. Most of us try and set our lives up to avoid anyone wanting things from us. When we get bills in the mail, that's an example of a company or a government wanting things from us. Most of us don't like when people want things from us, which makes being an influencer a very bad idea if we don't want more of that. A lot of the things I used to be able to handle like a normal person, such as email and phone calls, I now have systems set up to essentially block the majority of people who want to contact me that way. Why? Because if I just make my email address open, I get constant requests from people wanting things from me. Jerry, will you read this post? Jerry, will you schedule a call with me? Jerry, will you do all these things for me? Many of them, of course, are simply opportunities for whoever's asking something to try and get something with very little collaborative value there between us. For example, companies wanting to sell me something. Why do I need a new video conferencing service? I don't. You might think, well, that's not a big deal. The more you get influential, the more and more and more you will be wanted for one thing or another. If we think making a lot of money online is great, wait until people start asking for a piece of that money. The government wants their cut. Companies will start wanting their cut for all the services. As soon as anyone figures out that we have money, hey, can I have some? Here, I have this project I want you to do. When we start having all of these requests come in, it's important we be able to process them in a timely manner that minimizes both the time it takes to respond and minimizes the time we spend thinking about them. The system I have today eliminates the ability for people to just reach out and send a cold email to me and get my attention. It eliminates the ability for people to just cold call and say, hi, you want to buy my product? I also then have to maintain all the relationships I already have. The friends and family that are just normally contacting me in addition to everyone related to the business. What I've learned is that I need to process and handle things right away. I got several emails this morning, and as soon as I saw those, my brain starts crunching all of the data, so to speak. My brain wants to then get into, okay, well, Joe Paris sent you an email, and what are we going to say back? What does he need? Now, I went to close my email tab, and the problem with doing that is my brain's already done half the work, essentially, to process that. It's queued up that I'm aware there's an email coming in. I might as well sit there and just knock all the emails out. This is a drastically different approach than I used to take for most of my life, where I might get an email and think about it for hours or sometimes days or weeks before responding. I got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service, which is the IRS, a couple of days ago. The kind of letters people are often terrified to get. The IRS asked why they had $300,000 in income reported by PayPal that they didn't notice on my taxes. Would I be okay if they just added that income on and redid the estimated taxes from there? And I, as soon as I saw it, I said, no, you've got things confused. I put that on a different section. It's all reported over here. What I did is instead of making this big deal about it, I immediately opened a letter when I saw who it was from. I read the letter completely. I dropped everything else I was doing because I know that's the exact kind of thing that gets stuck in our heads and we make a big deal out of it. Within an hour and a half, I had pulled up the exact pages I needed to from my tax return to show that, yes, I already reported this $300,000 in income, but PayPal sent it to a different business than I reported it under. Therefore, no difference in the taxable income, minor detail. I printed the pages out, I wrote a letter out, I had my wife read it, I signed it, I stuck it in an envelope and sent it back to them. Done. Now I don't need to think about it or obsess or worry about it because I handled that. It's critical that we handle each request we have and minimize ways to get new requests in. Force people to essentially weed out themselves. With not allowing cold emails, I allow all the people who simply want something out of me without having a plan to genuinely give anything in return that I need to weed themselves out. Because the only way to get a hold of me for something like that is to schedule a call. And 99.9% of people who would send a cold email will not pay money to schedule a call. At the same time, when someone does pay money to schedule a call, when the IRS does send me a letter in the mail, when I have friends and clients and family members emailing me, I need to be able to handle it and respond. Because I have a 10 to 100 times higher load of incoming requests than I've had for most of my life. I remember just getting an email or two I needed to respond to used to be a big deal. Today, I often am able to go through anywhere from 10 to 100 plus requests in a day because as soon as they come in, I handle them and I'm done. And then my mind is free later. For example, my mom just sent me a long text message. I had to scroll down 3 or 4 times, and I just noticed it right before I was going to film this video. Meanwhile, my mind starts pulling up all the things I need to think about related to my mom. What I did is I took an extra minute or two to read what my mom sent, give her back a response. She sent a really long text. That doesn't mean I have to send a really long text back. I sent a simple text back. We love you and we'll talk to you sooner. Something like that. Thank you for the message. We love you and we'll talk to you soon. I acknowledge that I received the message and read it. And at the same time now, my mind is then done with that. If it weren't for doing this video to mention it, my mind wouldn't have anything else to do on that. It's ready to fully process the next tasks. What allows a lot of us to feel like we're getting a lot done without actually doing almost anything is to have a whole bunch of essentially programs and tasks open we're working on. Have you seen someone before that said, I'm so busy? And then when you actually dig into it, you can't hardly figure out what they're doing. All you can notice is that they're doing a whole bunch of things, but they're not actually finishing any of them. They're in the middle of writing an email. They've got several text messages they're trying to respond to. They've got these conversations open and nothing seems to be finished. What I do today, I finish things in my life. I take things in, send them back out. That leaves me essentially open to receiving more and then processing it back out. Imagine if our bodies just took the food we had in and held on to a bunch of it. That's how you get really bloated and uncomfortable. We want our lives, especially as people seeking to influence and potentially have followers, opportunities, we want our lives to be a smooth in and out process. We don't want to get bloated and filled up with things to do. One of the most simple strategies to do that is to reduce the things we take in if there's too many. And then when we do have things we need to respond to, like a message from our mother, we read it immediately, go through it, and send an out response. I hope this has been helpful for you because this has been one of the biggest challenges for me in building up as an influencer is dealing with how do I process all these people, companies wanting things from me all the time? Thank you very much for watching this video here with me, which is featured on the Jerry Banfield vlog. This is a playlist on YouTube. If you'd like to keep watching these similar kinds of videos with me, it's on the Jerry Banfield vlog. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jerry Banfield, and check that Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, you'll be able to see a ton more talking head videos like this. I've also got screen capture video tutorials you might enjoy on the video tutorials channel. Specifically, the video you just watched was a part of an online course I filmed with Thomas George named 42 Secrets of Influence. If you want to watch all the videos that make up this entire course, will you please use the links in the description to buy the course? There's several different options you can use to buy the course. You might even find a coupon or a discount. This first option is on Euthena.com. This is a course platform and freelancing platform we've launched. I see it as a next generation online education and business platform. You can buy the course here. You can see all the 42 Secrets of Influence here. Then you also can get access as a partner and get all the courses for life on here as well. You can also get this as a book. If you prefer to read, the 42 Secrets of Influence book is available on Kindle, and you can also get this as an audiobook. I love listening to audiobooks. You can go on Audible and grab this as an audiobook. If you go to jerrybanfield.com/books, you've got links to all my books on here. I think if you enjoyed this, you might also, I think my best book, my masterpiece, is Officer Banfield, All My Times and Stories in Law Enforcement. You won't believe the details that I share, how honest and full disclosure, how I share the things you'd actually really like to hear about, plus a few policing stories. You can also take this on Skillshare. The course is 31 Secrets of Influence online. Then Thomas has the other 11 Secrets of Influence. As a student, you might enjoy Skillshare because you can get the first 2 months for free, and you can get access to 20-something thousands courses all in one Skillshare membership. Now, if you don't like subscriptions, Skillshare is a subscription model. It's $96 a year, which I pay, or it's $15 a month. I get a $10 referral if you sign up for Skillshare. I love using Skillshare because I can just watch any class that's on there. There's lots of classes on Skillshare that are also on other platforms that you can get with your membership on Skillshare. I'm very grateful when you join the thousands of people who use my exact link in the description to join Skillshare for that $10. Plus, I get a few cents every minute you actually watch on Skillshare. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. I imagine I'll see you again soon on the Jerry Banfield vlog or on the video tutorials on YouTube. And I also put these out on my Facebook page in case you are interested. If you want to catch me live, you can follow on Facebook and watch on Twitch or Discord and go to the gaming page. That will give you the chance to even catch me live. Thank you very much for experiencing with us 42 Secrets of Influence. I hope this has been helpful. I trust you'll leave a like on the video if you found it helpful. And yep, that's it. I'll see you again soon. You might love my new book, Officer Banfield. Officer Banfield chronicles my 3 years in law enforcement and corrections. It has some incredible stories in it. The primary purpose of this is to carry a message of love, hope, and faith. It's essentially, if you're in recovery, it's like a fifth step where I talk about the worst experiences, the dumbest things I did. It has some incredible stories in it I think you'll love and enjoy. It's available on Audible, and it's also available on Amazon as in Kindle, audiobook, or paperback. If you'd like to get it, will you please buy it on my website using one of the links at jerrybanfield.com, because you'll love helping me earn the most as an author.